This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come on, Boston. Why you deem my guy like that? You don't treat the face of the team like that. Actually, you not only disrespecting Dever, you disrespecting the whole fan base.
That's how I feel disrespected, Manny.
That's it. You have to.
Red Sox legend and infamous handful himself, Manny Ramirez, speaking to Jared Carrabas yesterday, talking about Rafael Devers and how Boston seems to have disrespected and done the face, or now former face of the franchise, Ted, dirty with their dealings from the offseason, the mistruths, the positional swapping, all the way down to the deal. And of course, this comes on the heels of us learning. I forget exactly. God, there's just so many reports to keep tabs on now. You need, like, every sports station and outlet now needs, like, a Rafael Devers drama desk department. We learned yesterday that Rafael Devers said he would play first, or it's been reported Devers would play first if the Red Sox committed. Peter Abraham reported that he would play first if the Red Sox committed to him long term. I mean, everyone's head is spinning so many different ways right now. You can't even keep track, Ted.
And that is interesting. You know, if does that maybe change how you feel about the Rafi trade? Look, he was open to playing first, but he wanted a commitment that he would stay there. I mean, I go back and forth. I mean, I understand Rafi's point, but I understand the Red Sox point of view too. It's kind of like, well, if we put you at first and you end up being, you know, as bad of a defender at first as you were at third, that we might want to, you know, move you or put you back to DH. And are you going to all of a sudden, you know, have an issue with that? I think Devers put him in an impossible situation when he basically put conditions on it. I kind of favor the team a little bit, but it is interesting getting back to, you know, the Manny Ramirez comments, how he reacted to it, how Pedro Martinez reacted to it. And I find it kind of interesting. I always kind of notice this is players that don't live in the town that they used to play or the teams they used to play with and guys that still live in the town and follow the team on a day-to-day basis usually have different opinions. Like, I think David Ortiz, I know he doesn't live here, but he's more involved with the Red Sox than Manny is and Pedro. And I feel that Ortiz was a little bit more critical of Devers than Manny and Pedro. So, but those are interesting comments. I'm sure the powers that be don't appreciate a guy of Manny's caliber kind of calling him out like that. But again, that's a guy that's his boy. You know, they probably know each other from from way back, and he's just having his boys back, but he probably doesn't know all of the details of what's going on like we do.
I'll tell you, the further down this rabbit hole we get, guys, the more I think that John Henry was just looking for a way to undo a mistake he believes he made in the past, which was giving somebody that could be at times difficult and never quite the representative of a third of a billion-dollar contract and Red Sox Nation all of that money. So it could have just been a convenient way to undo something that had been done just a couple years back. Let's get to that Manny, and let's get especially to that Pedro audio in just a second. But first, guys, let's fold in some of our great listeners and the members of Red Sox Nation at 617-779-7937. Let's go down to Warwick, Rhode Island, and talk to Bob. What's up, Bob?
First of all, Fitzy, I'm not a member of Red Sox Nation.
Oh, all right.
I root against the Red Sox more than any other team. The only team I root against. I don't care who beats them. Cora's a problem. Sam Kennedy's a puppet of John Henry. He's a cheerleader for John Henry. Never speaks the truth. This is Kennedy now. Cora's lucky. He's still got a job. He's never done anything since 2018. They never should have got rid of Dave Dombrowski.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I guess Bob's not a fan, Dan.
How about that ray of sunshine? I mean, it matches most of our attitudes about this team. But you don't root for the Red Sox more than any other team is, I guess that's the far side of the spectrum, Ted, of where Red Sox fans' feelings are right now.
Yeah, and I'm curious to get y'all's thoughts. You know, I've been trying to figure out why is it such a problem now? I mean, if you think about what was the power structure like in 2004? I mean, if you think of the two main, you know, figureheads for the Red Sox back then, it was Theo Epstein and Terry Francona is what it felt like. You know, and then maybe 2018, it felt like it was just Dave Dombrowski and Alex Cora. Now it feels like it's Sam Kennedy, it's Craig Breslow, it's Driveline, it's Sportsology, it's Alex Cora, and then each of the, you know, the Craig Breslow, the GM, has his own pitching guy in Andrew Bailey, and Alex Cora has his own hitting guy in Peter Fazzi. Like, there's so much more, I feel, kind of people that are in there with their hands in the cookie jar than there used to be. It used to be a simpler approach than it is now, and I'm curious if you guys think there's something to it. It's just more layers and more layers. It's like, you know, big government kind of is just gotten out of control.
Yeah, it does. It feels like there's bureaucracy and layers and people upon people. Yeah. There's a micromanagerial feel to the way that they conduct their business, which I think probably irks some players, and that's well before they even get told one thing and then they get asked to do something else, regardless of how much money they're being paid.
We are aligned.
Yes, we are complete. That's what you have to comply every day when you walk into Fenway Sports Group. You have to do a retinal scan and say we are aligned.
It's a bit severance like. We were just talking about that in the booth.
Honestly,
you have to sever and become aligned. That's what they call their documentary. If they did a 2025 Netflix doc on the Red Sox, it's called Alignment.
Every day in the clubhouse, it would be called Alignment. Exactly.
Everybody has to check in with their eyes retinal scan and declare that they are aligned that day. Every day, you got to come in and declare your alignment.
Honest to God, it's crazy. Don't forget, back in 2004, Ted. There was also one other looming specter and significant decision maker. It was Theo and it was Tito, but there was also Larry Lucchino as well back then, who was heavily involved and then took over when Theo left in the gorilla suit and then came back and made a pretty good trade in the interim as well for Josh Beckett and Mike Lowell. But
you're right. Were they doing outside sourcing for hitting instruction or pitching instruction or just overall? You know, how do we run this business? Consulting firms. They weren't doing that. So, but your point's well taken.
Yeah, it was John Henry who trusted Larry Lucchino. Larry Lucchino trusted the kid, and they put all the faith in Tito. And look what they did. Wrote incredible Boston history. Let's go to Joe and Melrose. Hi, Joe. What's going on, guy?
Hey guys, how you doing? So, commenting on the AI story. It just kind of fits. I mean, basically, when your organization's run by nerds, John Henry, Sam Kennedy, and Craig Breslow, nerds can't do relationships. And the problem in sports is if you're going to have star athletes that are on your team for a long time, you have to have relationships. And the thing is, like, the trading of Rafael Devers, it's like a tone-deaf timing of the trading. Just salary dump, not getting anything back for him instead of, like, eating half the contract and at least getting something back for him is tone-deaf. And then, like, the alignment, like, Zoom call is, like, tone-deaf. And it just shows. And the thing is, like, basically going forward, I don't think they're going to sign players to long-term contracts. They're going to do short-term contracts like Bregman's contract, where you have to overpay. Instead of giving somebody like 7 years of $30 million, you're giving like one-year contracts of $40 million. That extra $10 million per year is like a nerd tax.
Nerd alert! Oh, that's a nice little walk away. Thank you very much, Melrose Joe. A nerd tax. Remember before, Ted, we talked about the Patriots would have to pay, I think Tommy Kern coined the phrase suck tax. Like, they suck so bad that in order to try to lure a player to town, you'd have to pay anywhere between 10 to 20% more in free agency than the next highest bidder, and you may be able to lure the player in. Now there could be a nerd tax on the Red Sox because of all the different algorithms involved, like you said, outsourced consulting, and now AI generated interviews.
You're probably right, but it's, you know what, I feel like there's nerds on every franchise, right? I mean, it's just maybe the Red Sox go to the next level. I mean, analytics are used on most baseball teams right now. Obviously the Dodgers, but maybe not to the extent. I mean, they're not using AI generated bots to do interviews, at least over in LA, at least according to June Lee. But we know a lot of teams do use analytics. It just feels like the Red Sox use it a little bit too much, and it is created a disconnect between the front office and the coaches and the players. I mean, sports is about relations and connecting on a human level, and they just don't have that. That's not part of their philosophy, and it's, I think, clearly you're seeing it create problems now.
You'd be surprised.
617-779-7937 to text in or give us a call like Joe and Melrose. Hopefully you got a little more energy or joy in your heart than Bob and Warwick. It was a tough night last night for the Red Sox. I got to say, Ted, Dan, it was a tough night to be a Boston sports fan, because not only did you see Rafael Devers raking in another team's uniform, not only did you see Walker Buehler give up a salami and crap the bed once again as the Red Sox got shut out, but one of your favorite recent athletes in Boston sports and an all-time ice hockey legend was able to raise the cup for another team. Ooh, boy, we really took it. We took it something wicked last night. Brad Marchand, Stanley Cup champion once again, and now a Florida Panther legend. We'll get to that and so much more.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brad Marchand himself was standing on the balcony on the second floor at a place called the Elbow Room, leading the Panthers fans outside of the bar on a beautiful sunny day, Ted and Dan, as he held the cup aloud and then used his fingers chomping on a stogie in the Thank You Boston chant. It's times like this, I got to be honest, guys, it's hard to just sort of like be dispassionate and try to play, you know, radio host or, you know, be somebody that does, it's not all caught up in his Boston sports feels, because, you know, there's the part that hurts seeing him win in another uniform. And does it have to be the uniform of Boston sports, dare I say, at least the Boston Bruins' greatest rival right now in the Florida Panthers? But at the same time, you're thrilled for him because all he did was deliver for you for a decade and a half. Marchand, a Stanley Cup champion two times around now, Ted.
Yeah. It's, you know, good for him. I've always been a fan of his. He's already won one, right? So he's, you know, it's 14 years removed from his last one. But so I don't feel like I did, you know, back in the day when, you know, our boy went to the Avalanche, right? So
Bork in the Ray Bork. I want to say 97. That was Ted.
That when Ray Bork went to Colorado, I was pulling for him. Yeah, it was just different. But look, I mean, it's incredible. Kind of, if you remember how Marchand was in the days following the trade, didn't it strike you guys like Dan? Didn't you? It felt like he wasn't that excited. I mean, it felt like he just, you know, he was so just over the top emotional about you know, Don Sweeney and being back in Boston and building something here. So I just didn't think his head was going to be in it down there, and it felt like they weren't going to maybe, you know, get a fully invested Marchand. But boy, I was wrong, Dan. I mean Paul Maurice loves the guy, absolutely loves him, and he balled out in the playoffs and in the finals, and so he's made himself kind of a legendary figure down there. It's kind of crazy to see, Dan.
I saw this argument from Pete Blackburn on Twitter, Ted, and I couldn't agree more that given the style of play of the Panthers, what they were trying to accomplish, the guys around him, the Tkachuks and the Bennetts and the other blank disturbers that they have on that roster, he was one of the best hired guns for a playoff run that the NHL has seen in a very long time. Like he was the perfect mix of veteran presence and the style of play that you wanted. And to your point, he really did fit in seamlessly. So it was just part of the Boston sports colonoscopy that we all got yesterday to see him win. But I still maintain my point from the three-point stance, with all due respect to Rich Keefe and the beef that they had. I couldn't help but watch his post-game interview and be happy for him. You could tell that this year weighed a lot on him, and the fact that he had to go through that messy divorce with Boston Fitzy, it weighed a lot. You could tell it meant a lot that he was in that spot. And I, as much as it sucked to watch here in the Boston area, I still was happy for him at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know what? I came in alignment with your take on that yesterday as well, Dan. Eventually, like watching it last night, it was just, they just got boat raced. It was 3-0 after two, goes to 4-0. Reinhardt, Bennett, Tkachuk, they had no answers. Edmonton just had no answers for the Panthers. And again, not only am I happy for Marchand, but I also now, you know, and we'll have a chance to unpack this a little bit more tomorrow on the show, and perhaps we'll be discussing a new NBA Finals champion as well, Ted, but I not only am I happy for Marchand, but I also love the fact that now the Bruins have to see him succeed in the uniform of their oppressor, and that is now the gold standard. That is the height. That is the pinnacle of what they need to try to strive to be. It's going to take a long time for them to try to get back to the top of that mountain, but good for Marchand because he did Boston right enough for so long.
And Dan, you know, when you watch the Florida Panthers and even when you watch the Edmonton Oilers, and Dan, don't you, it's like Florida has a clear, if I'm the Bruins front office. I'm watching that team for the Florida Panthers. I go, they clearly have an identity. They know what they are. They know what players they want, and they know they have a style of play that is distinct to them. And the Bruins really don't. I mean, they want to be a tough, physical, defensive-minded team, but they don't come close to even looking like that. And I think that's one of the big takeaways is just they have a clear vision, a clear idea of what they want to be. And that's, to me, one of the things that the Bruins are lacking.
It really is a great point, and it's one of the biggest challenges that's going to face Marco Sturm when he finally starts things this offseason for the Bruins is, okay, so what are we? When the Bruins come to town, what are other teams expecting? Because to your point, you know exactly what Florida is, and they kind of took a page from the Big Bad Bruins book in that they're extremely hard to play against. They know exactly where the line is, where they're going to get called for penalties and not, and they just mixed it with a little bit of modern day speed and skill and a little bit less size than you saw from the Bruins, Fitzy, but they are the envy of the rest of the NHL right now, and Ted's exactly right. Whatever that identity is going to be, you don't need to match the Panthers by any stretch of the imagination, but you got to figure that out, and you got to make it very apparent to the players you're trying to sign, this is what we're trying to do here. It's a big challenge for Marco Sturm.
Loaded with talent, yet playing like a unified team with a great coach who you can love or hate all you want as well. Marchand was completely rejuvenated in the Panthers, so he got exactly what he needed and what he wanted. And yay, we got a first-round pick in a couple years as well. We'll see if the Bruins are even remotely relevant by that time. Quick note, everybody, they have reached a verdict in the Karen Reed trial. The jury came back from lunch a while ago and said they could not reach a verdict. Apparently now they have come out, according to reports, and reached a verdict. It probably will not be read during the course of our show since we're off the air in about 15 minutes' time, so stay tuned to your local news outlets, or, of course, maybe Joe Weil will share it with you on the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. Let's sneak in one more call before the break. John's out in Springfield, wants to talk Sox real quick. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm well, Fitzy. Thanks a lot. I think you guys are great at your job, and thank you again for the gift that always gives, Death by Toys.
Absolutely. Of course. What's up, bud?
Hey, so you've been talking about the past a lot here, obviously, and I just remember a day when I went down to the Pawtucket and I saw – Kevin Youkilis hit a couple of dingers, and I was just so into the Sox. And those days are so far in the rearview mirror. It's so easy to pick on John Henry. He's such low-hanging fruit that you guys do it very well. However, I just want to make the observation that we will, in a year from now, in 5 years from now, we'll judge this trade and what happened by what they do with the deadline. Because they're finally starting to show the hand and finally starting to get some good players in here and spending money. Let's just hope the trend continues and, just hold on for the ride.
Right on, John. Couldn't agree with you more. I believe yesterday Dan Ball was speaking to the idea that you need to wait a little bit longer to see exactly how they spend that money and how things turn out with Raffy or if any of these pitchers work out in our favor, Dan, as well. Who's it that Alex Cora told us yesterday during our interview? Jordan Hicks is going to go to the bullpen soon?
That was the general takeaway that we got from that. And to your point, Fitzy, about waiting to see what the Red Sox do, it gives me less hope. Every single story about the Red Sox that we've seen, including this AI one.
So true.
I believe less and less and less the more I hear about this damn thing.
Nerds are running baseball.
You tell them, AI Red Sox. You tell them.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.